The Immortal Life of Henrietta Lacks is a mixture of the author Rebecca Skloot's biography of Henrietta Lacks and the ordeal around herself, along with Skloot's own narrative and interacting with the Lacks family. Set in the Jim Crow era, where the presence of segregation was profound, so much that the whites-only hospital would rather let a black person die in the parking lot than treating them. As referenced in Chapter 1, page 15, this novel mainly focuses on the exploitation of Henrietta Lacks, who was a young black woman, and herself, which were unique because they mass multiply without the need for a nucleus and don't die as easily as other cells. The discovery of such cells was when Henrietta went to the hospital to check the knot in her in Chapter 1 and found that she had stage 1 cervix cancer in Chapter 3. In the same chapter as a part of the operation to treat it, the surgeon on duty, Dr. Lawrence Wharton Jr., cut small parts of the tissue from Henrietta's cervix, one from her tumor and one from a healthy cervical tissue nearby, without her knowledge, to be sent to Dr. George Gay for testing. And then Dr. Lawrence Wharton Jr. slipped a tube filled with radium inside the area where he cut the and sewed it in place, which was a popular method for getting rid of tumors back then. Of course, we now know that radiation kills all cells, both the bad and the good ones, and thus, the treatment intended for Henrietta only made her sicker, so much that it led to her death and before that, made her infertile. The fact that deeply upset the family-oriented Henrietta, who was raised surrounded by family, as described in Chapter 2, and already had a family of her own, comprised with her husband, David Lacks, who was also her cousin, her two daughters, and three sons. And despite her death, Henrietta Lacks' cancer cells, named Hella, lives on. Discovered as immortal by Dr. George Gay, these cells continuously spread, only needing food and warmth to stay alive. Subsequently, Gay gives samples of Hella to scientists everywhere to be tested on. No longer do they need lab animals as test subjects. Now they had human cells. Of course, thanks to Hella cells, there were many breakthroughs in medical community, yet the original owner of those cells wasn't identified in the mass media. No one knew who Henrietta was, as alluded in Chapter 8. Even her own family didn't know that her cells were the ones contributing to all these medical research, as stated in Chapter 14, which would explain their negative reaction to Skloot when she wanted to interview the Lacks family in preparation to write this book. To them, she was just another white person asking about the Hella cells, which is the only reason for times why people have contacted them for, as referenced in Chapter 7.